जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुन तीरवन चारी यमुन तीरवन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सद श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की। नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की। गंगमई की जय, यमुनामई की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, तुलसी देवी की जय, कलियुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय, हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 21 21 भूतेषु विरुद्भ्य उदुत्तमाये सरीस्पृशास्तेषु सुबोधनिष्ठाः ततो मनुष्याः प्रमथस्ततोऽपि गन्धर्वसिद्धा विबुधानुगाये भूतेषु विरुद्ध्य उदुत्तमाये सरीस्पृशास्तेषु सुबोधनिष्ठाः ततो मनुष्याः प्रमथास्ततोऽपि गन्धर्वसिद्धा विबुधानुगाये भूतेषु विरुद्ध्य उदुत्तमाये सरीस्पृशास्तेषु सुबोधनिष्ठाः ततो मनुष्यः प्रमथास्ततोऽपि गन्धर्वसिद्धा विबुधानुगाये। गन्धर्वसिद्धा विबुधानुगाये सिद्धा विबुधानुगाये। माताजी भूतेषु विरुद्ध विदुत्तमाये सरीस्पृशास्तेषु सुबोधनिष्ठा ततो मनुष्याः प्रमथास्ततोऽपि Gandharva-siddha vibudhanugaye. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Of the two energies manifest, spirit and dull matter, beings possessing living force, vegetables, grass, trees and plants are superior to dull matter, stone, earth, etc. Superior to non-moving plants and vegetables are worms and snakes, which can move. Superior to worms and snakes are animals that have developed intelligence. Superior to animals are human beings. And superior to human beings are ghosts because they have no material bodies. Superior to ghosts are Gandharvas. And superior to them are Siddhas. Superior to the Siddhas are the Kinnaras. And superior to them are the Asuras. Superior to the Asuras are the demigods. And of the demigods, Indra, the king of heaven, is supreme. Superior to Indra are the direct sons of Brahma, like Daksha, and some among Brahma's sons is Lord Shiva. Since Lord Shiva is the son of Lord Brahma, Brahma is considered superior, but Brahma is also subordinate to me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because I am inclined to the Brahmanas are best of all. Purport. In this verse, the Brahmanas are given a position superior to that of Supreme Lord. The idea is that the government should be conducted under the guidance of Brahmanas. Although Rishabhadev recommended his eldest son Bharata as emperor of the earth, he still had to follow the instructions of the Brahmanas in order to govern the world perfectly. The Lord is worshipped as Brahmanya Deva. The Lord is very fond of devotees or Brahmanas. This does not refer to so-called caste Brahmanas, but to qualified Brahmanas. A Brahmana should be qualified with the 8 qualities mentioned in text 24. Thus, such as Shama, Dama, Satya and Titiksha. The Brahmana should always be worshipped and under their guidance the ruler should discharge his duty and rule the citizens. Unfortunately, in this age of Kali, the executive is not selected. The executive is not selected by very intelligent people. Nor is he guided by qualified Brahmanas. Consequently, chaos results. The mass of people should be educated in Krishna consciousness so that according to the democratic process, they can select a first-class devotee like Bharat Maharaj to head the government. If the head of the state is headed by qualified Brahmanas, everything is completely perfect. In this verse, the evolutionary process is indirectly mentioned. The modern theory that life evolves from matter is to some extent supported in this verse because it is stated bhuteshu virudhyah, that is, the living entities evolve from vegetables, grass, plants and trees which are superior to dull matter. In other words, matter also has the potency to manifest living entities in the form of vegetables. In this sense, life comes out of matter. But matter also comes out of life. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 10.8, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam pravartate. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. There are two energies, material and spiritual. And both originally come from Krishna. Krishna is the supreme living being. Although it may be said that in the material world a living force is generated from matter, it must be admitted that originally matter is generated from supreme living being. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam. The conclusion is that everything, both material and spiritual, is generated from the supreme being. From the evolutionary point of view, perfection is reached when the living entity attains the platform of Brahmana. A Brahmana is a worshipper of the Supreme Brahman, and the Supreme Brahman worships the Brahmana. In other words, the devotee is subordinate to the Supreme Lord, and the Lord is inclined to see to the satisfaction of devotee. A Brahmana is called Dvijadeva, and the Lord is called Dvijadeva Deva. The Lord, He is the Lord of Brahmanas. The evolutionary process is also explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, wherein it is said that there are two types of living entities, moving and non-moving. Among moving entities, there are birds, beasts, aquatics, human beings and so on. Of these, the human beings are supposed to be the best, but they are few. Of these small numbers of human beings, there are many low-class human beings called Mlechhas, Pulindas, Bahudhas and Shabaras. The human being elevated enough to accept the Vedic principles is superior. Among those who accept the Vedic principles, generally known as Varnashrama, few actually follow these principles. Of those who actually follow the Vedic principles, most perform fruitive activity or pious activity for elevation to a higher position. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye. Out of many attached to fruitive activity, one may be a jnani, that is, one philosophically inclined and superior to the karmis. Yatatam api siddhanam kaschinmam veti tattvataha. Out of many jnanis, one may be liberated from material bondage, and out of many millions of liberated jnanis, one may become a devotee of Krishna.
ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पति गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा इन दिस टुडेज श्लोका
Lord Rishabhadev is teaching his sons, 100 sons. And his teachings are considered very profound, very deep, very expansive in Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Rishabhadev is the Lord who descended on this planet to specifically impart his teachings. Prabhupada says we will get more benefit by following the teachings of Rishabhadev than imitating him. So Rishabhadev also had the activity of behaving like an avadhut, right? So without dressing himself, without caring for any protocols or policies of how the world functions, he would just wander here and there, okay? So he also acted like an avadhut, and some people imitate the avadhut activities of Rishabhadev. But Prabhupada says we get more benefit by following the teachings of Rishabhadev as described in this chapter. Like you see, Rishabhadev, in the beginning of his teachings, he describes the importance of human life. He begins by saying that Nayam deho deha bhajam raloke kashtan kaman arhate vidbhujam ye. So the purpose of human life is not just to make a living or endeavor for sense gratification. Purpose of human life is to inquire about the Supreme Absolute Truth, to practice spiritual life. Okay, so like that, in the last 20 shlokas, Rishabhadev has spoken so many things. He spoke about the importance of human life. He also spoke about the nature of entanglement in this material life, in this material world. He spoke what is the greatest source of entanglement. Okay, that is the undue attraction between two opposite genders. Okay, pum sam sthriya mituni bhavametam. So like that, he gave so many such beautiful teachings, very heavy teachings at some places. Now finally, he is coming towards the end of his teachings in this shloka, 21st shloka. He is speaking the hierarchy of living beings. So he gives the gradation of living beings. Who is the lowest? Dull matter. Okay, then he says animals, no, before that vegetables, etc. Then comes worms and snakes, then animals, then human beings, then devatas, etc., etc. But finally he establishes Brahmanas as the superior most amongst all living beings. And by Brahmanas, what he meant was devotees. Prabhupada clarifies in the purport that Brahmana means not just one who has taken birth in a Brahmana family, not caste Brahmanas, but one who is a qualified Brahmana. Okay. Who is a qualified Brahmana? Prabhupada also writes in the purport. The qualities of a Brahmana are described in the 24th shloka. And 24th shloka describes various qualities like Shama, Dama, Tapaha, Shaucham, etc. So like that, the Lord keeps Brahmanas above himself. Okay. Because Prabhupada writes in the purport that Brahmanas are those people who worship the Supreme Brahman, Supreme Lord. And the Lord is that person who worships the Brahmanas, right? Who gives Brahmanas the topmost importance. Basically, Brahmanas here is equated to Vaishnavas only. But if you go technically, one who is a Brahmana by birth is not that dear to the Lord as much as a Vaishnava. Although a person has not taken birth as a Brahmana, still the Lord holds him very dear to his heart if he is a Vaishnava, right? So if someone has Brahmana qualities plus devotion also, then naturally he'll become most dear to the Lord. So Brahmanya Devaya. So now the purport is very elaborate, close to 1.5 pages. Very important points are made. So we'll try to discuss as much as possible from the purport. Okay. So now, considering this point of giving so much importance to the Brahmanas by the Lord, we can refer to this episode in the third canto of Bhagavatam. In the third canto, we see that there is this episode where Brahmanas, four Brahmanas, the sons of Brahma, four Kumaras, they went to see the Lord, Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha. Then Jaya and Vijaya blocked the entrance of four Kumaras. They said that you cannot go. Okay, you cannot go inside. This is not a place for kids. Okay, a very serious place. It is Vaikuntha. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, whenever kids are not allowed to enter some place or they are obstructed in their desires, they cry. But these kids don't cry, they curse. Okay, Jaya and Vijaya, they blocked the entrance of four Kumaras. Six gates, these four Kumaras were just passing inside. So nobody stopped them. But when they came to the seventh gate, Jaya and Vijaya just blocked their entrance. Then four Kumaras cursed. Do you think any enemy can enter this Vaikuntha? Why are you feeling so anxious? Okay, can an envious person enter Vaikuntha? You are living in Vaikuntha, but your mentality doesn't match Vaikuntha thinking, Vaikuntha consciousness. So better you don't stay in Vaikuntha. We curse you to go to the material world. Okay, we curse you to just fall to this material world as demons. So, of course, Brahmanas are not as dear to the Lord as Vaishnavas, right? Here four Kumaras are Brahmanas. Definitely the Lord is dear. Lord holds them dear. But Jay and Vijay are Vaishnavas. Okay? So from the perspective of this pastime, Jaya and Vijaya exhibited a mentality which is not compatible with the Lord. So Maitreya Muni uses this word. Bhagavat Pratikula Shilaha. Bhagavat is the Supreme Lord. Pratikula means unfavorable. Shila means character, demeanor. So they demonstrated Bhagavat Pratikula Shilaha. Means they demonstrated a behavior or a conduct which is against the wish of the Supreme Lord. Okay? So the Lord is not very happy with them in one sense because they obstructed the Brahmanas. Okay? So the Lord came running at the main gate. Because he understood, oh, at the seventh gate something fishy is happening. Okay, some conflict, some quarrel is happening. Some visitors came to my abode and my doorkeepers are just blocking their entrance. Let me go and then find out what's happening there. So he came there along with Mother Lakshmi. Then he immediately apologized. My dear Brahmanas, I'm very sorry. My doorkeepers have offended you. Their offense is my offense. I would lop off my arms if it behaves hostile to you. Okay, the Lord said this. And he said, whatever glory I have is only because of me worshipping you, as Prabhupada is writing in this purport. Okay, so he said, Yat sevaya charana padma pavitra renum sadhya hakshata khilamalam pratilabdha shilam. Nashrir viraktim apimam vijahati yasya prekshala vartha itare niyaman vahanti yat sevaya charana padma pavitra renum. The Supreme Lord Vishnu's lotus feet have become so glorious that the dust from his lotus feet will completely purify one from all sinful contamination. Sadhya hakshata khilamalam pratilabdhashilam. The Lord has acquired this disposition that his dust can clear the contamination of any sinful person because the Lord is a worshipper of Brahmanas. Yat sevaya, because I render service to you, my dust has become so pure. Right? Not only that, he said one more thing. He said, Nashrir viraktim apimam vijahati yasya prekshala vartha itare niyaman vahanti. Although I am not so interested in Lakshmi Devi, although she has so much fan following, although many people, including the devatas, are just standing in queue to get a slight trace of her merciful glance, she is behind me. I am not interested in her, and many are interested in her, but she is interested in me. Okay? I have acquired this disposition also because I am a worshipper of Brahmanas. I am a servant of Brahmanas. Of course, in one sense, he is just joking. Okay, considering four Kumaras, they are not as exalted as Jaya and Vijay in one sense. However, the Lord is making a point that I give a lot of importance to Brahmanas. As Prabhupada clarifies here, qualified Brahmanas. So, the Lord eats through the sacrificial fire. Okay, the Lord is called Yajna Bhuk because people offer oblations into the sacrifice, and the Lord will eat that sacrificial fire. However, the Lord says, you may put a lot of oblations into sacrificial fire, that doesn't satisfy me as much as when you feed brahmanas with food dripping with ghee. Okay, you just feed pure ghee food to brahmanas. When they eat, I'll be happy. So like that, Lord, several times he clarified, he said that brahmanas are very dear to me. Okay, provided the brahmanas have Vaishnava qualities. If they're just simply caste brahmanas, brahmanas by birth, the Lord will not hold them as dear to him, okay, as himself. So here Prabhupada kind of equates brahmanas and Vaishnavas here in the purport in one sense. Okay, so here in this great hierarchy of living beings, the Lord has established the position of devotees as supreme, as the highest. Okay, he kept them above himself also, as Bhagavatam says in the 10th canto, and even 9th canto also. Aham bhakta paradhino hyasvatantra ivadvijaha sadhu bhirgrasta hridayo bhaktair bhakta janapriyaha. So, aham bhakta paradhino, I am paradhina, I am the property of my devotees. I have become controlled by my devotees. My devotees, with their love, with their affection, with their service, they completely captivate me, they control me, they capture me. They put me under their control. Aham bhakta paradhina. Right? I am dependent on my devotee. He asvatantra ivadvijaya. I have no svatantrata. I have absolutely no independence. I am dependent on my devotees. So this is the degree to which the Lord gives importance. So when, now to show little contrast between brahmanas and Vaishnavas, to be more technical, here the kind of purport kind of equates. Prabhupada is just equating them. But at many places, Prabhupada also gives that subtle difference also. If one is just a Brahmana and not a Vaishnava, the Lord doesn't hold him so dear. Lord, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Jagannatha Ratha Yatra, which we are going to celebrate next week, next month, okay, he says, Naham vipro na cha narapater napi vaishyo na sudro Naham varni na cha grahapater novanastho yatirvam Kintu prodjan nikhila paramananda purnamrutabdher gopi bhartu padakamalayor dasa dasa anudasaham. Naham vipro nacha narapatir. I am not a brahmana, I am not a kshatriya, I am not a shudra, I am not a vaishya, and I am not a brahmachari, I am not a grahastha, I am not a vanaprastha, I am not a sannyasi. Mahaprabhu just kept aside all these 8 designations. 4 varnas and 4 ashramas, yaho bahya, right? So I don't belong to any varna, I don't belong to any ashrama. Although Mahaprabhu appeared in a family of brahmanas and he accepted sannyas, from varna perspective, from ashram perspective, Mahaprabhu is highest. He is a sannyasi and he is a brahmana, okay? Yet, he doesn't want to identify himself with all these external designations. Then who are you? He says, Gopi bhartuhu padakamalayor dasa dasa anudasaha. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the master of the gopis, that is Krishna. That's our original identity. Our identity is a servant of Krishna. When a soul sincerely considers oneself as a dedicated eternal servant of Krishna, the Lord becomes eager to serve that devotee. You are thinking that you are my servant, dedicated servant. I consider myself your servant, right? So that mood of being a servant of a devotee is the highest. Mood of servant of the Lord is definitely the highest. But higher than that is being the servant of a devotee of the Lord. Even the Lord aspires for that position. The Lord became curious one day. He was thinking that why my devotees are so attached to my lotus feet? What is there in my lotus feet? So he wanted to taste the honey, the nectar of his own lotus feet. So he wanted to suck his own toe. But as a grown-up man, if he puts his own toe in his mouth, it doesn't look good, right? So he appeared in the form of an infant baby. What a patra shayi. So he started lying on a banyan leaf, and he started sucking his own toe to understand makaranda, the honey at the lotus feet of the Lord. He is also hankering. And the very purpose for which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Lord Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is to taste that bhakti bhava, is to taste the pleasure of service to the lotus feet of the Lord, to taste the pleasure of the identity of being a servant of the Supreme Lord. And the best of all servants, best of all devotees of the Lord is Srimati Radharani, right? the Lord accepted her bhava, her mood, and became a servant, right? Became a devotee. So this is the greatness of the position of a devotee, and the Lord puts himself above himself, as it is mentioned in this purport, right? So now this hierarchy that the Lord presents here, he also presented in the third canto in the form of Kapiladev. Kapila is one incarnation of the Lord. Rishabhadev is another incarnation of the Lord. So in both of these incarnations, the Lord is presenting the hierarchy of living beings. Who is the topmost and who is the lowest? So he said that dull matter is the lowest. And as the living being is evolving in his consciousness and coming from lower forms to higher forms, and the highest form, which is devotee, Vaishnava. So that hierarchy is presented, and we need to respect people according to that hierarchy. So Lord Kapila says in the third canto of Bhagavatam to his own mother, Devahuti, that I don't accept bhakti or service or worship rendered by some people. Even if they offer it so meticulously, I don't accept it. If they disregard my devotees, in fact, if they disregard all the living beings, so we may worship the Lord with perfect procedures, with great paraphernalia, by chanting meticulously mantras, doing all mudras, okay, following all protocols and policies of worship, all the prescribed rituals we perform, we use first class ingredients for the worship. But if we don't have respect for other devotees, if we disregard other living beings, we don't know. Everybody is potentially a devotee, right? When will somebody manifest pure devotional qualities? We don't know. Therefore, we should not disregard or offend anyone unnecessarily, right? If some mistake is done by somebody, and if you are authorized or if you are troubled, the correction can be given in a certain manner, okay? That's a different thing. But in general, if you have any envy or hatred or grudge or negativity or bitter feelings towards any living being, not only a devotee, towards any living being, that is very displeasing to the heart of the Supreme Lord. So he just cannot accept it, right? So I do not accept the meticulous worship rendered by my devotees if they disregard other living beings, if they offend them, okay? So Kapila also said, he first established the hierarchy of all the living beings, and he established Brahmanas as the topmost, Vaishnavas as the topmost. Now Kapila established, the Supreme Lord in the form of Kapila established it, the Supreme Lord in the form of Rishabhadev also established it, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also established it. So therefore we need to learn to respect people yathavidhi, means just as it behooves. Okay. Once we know the hierarchy of different living beings, we should understand who deserves the maximum respect, Vaishnavas. Okay, then other gradations are there. So how will we understand this hierarchy? By studying Bhagavatam. How we will be able to respect people just as it behooves, appropriately according to their position? By following the instructions of Guru. Okay. Sakala sammana korite shakati dehanatha jata jata. You see this bhajan. Sakala sammana. We have to give samman to everyone. That's our sampradaya, right? Mahaprabhu said that trinadapi sunichena taro rapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya hasada harihi. So trinadapi sunichena, we need to be humble. Taro rapi sahishnuna, we need to be tolerant. Amanina manadena, we should offer respect to everyone. We should not hanker for honor by others, right? For oneself. We should not hanker for being honored by others. So that's the Vaishnava Siddhanta, right? Our teachings are teachings given by Mahaprabhu are like this. He even says that you will be able to chant the holy names of Krishna only when you respect everyone and don't desire respect from others. Kirtaniya sadaharehi is possible when you are amanina manadena. So that's very clear, okay? So sakala sammana, we have to give samman to everyone appropriately. If a sannyasi comes here along with his assistant, If you offer prostrated obeisance to the servant, and if you don't notice the sannyasi, it doesn't look very good, right? So sannyasi, you offer prostrated obeisances. Assistant, you can greet. You can offer dandavats. Okay? So you can offer prostrated also, but the minimum that you need to do for an assistant is offering dandavats or greeting them. But sannyasi, you have to offer prostrated obeisances. He deserves more respect, isn't it? So we need to respect people appropriately according to their position. Sakala sammana karite shakati dehanata jata jata, appropriately. So we will be able to appropriately respect different living beings according to their gradations as described in Gita, Bhagavatam and all. When we align ourselves to the instructions of Guru, okay? Sakala sammana karite shakati, the ability, the energy, the strength to offer respects to everyone according to their position is given to us by Guru. Okay, so Guru gives that. So to the degree we align with the teachings of Guru, yesterday also Shubhilas Prabhu was speaking about obedience to Guru. Okay, so if we, to the degree we align with the teachings of Guru, not necessarily physically being proximate, but internally being proximate to the teachings of Guru by meditating on the instructions, by observing the conduct of Guru, the demeanor of Guru, there is a lot of lesson to learn. So then we will be able to respect everyone. Now coming back to the purport. So Prabhupada says that this does not refer to so-called caste brahmanas, but to qualified brahmanas. A brahmana should be qualified in this way, and brahmanas are always worshipped even by the Lord and even by the kings. So the king is called Naradeva, and a brahmana is called Bhumideva. Naradeva means best amongst all human beings. So he is supposed to rule under the guidance of brahmanas. You take any king, Ikshvaku, Dasharad Maharaj, Lord Ramachandra. Okay. So like that, there are so many ideal kings, they were always guided by a group of brahmanas. Brahmanas were guiding them. Okay. So in this regard, let's recollect the example of Kardamamuni and Swayambhuvamanu. Kardamamuni is a brahmana. He did so much tapasya. Okay. For 10,000 years, he is worshipping the Supreme Lord. For what? For a good wife. Okay. Why? Because his father Brahma instructed him, you please increase the population of this universe. You marry, you increase the population of this universe. To execute that instruction given by Brahma, which is in turn the instruction of the Supreme Lord, what did Kardamamuni do? He started offering prayers to Lord Vishnu. He did tapasya for 10,000 years, devotional service. Then Lord Vishnu came on the back of Garuda at Bindu Sarovar. He gave him darshan. Then Kardamamuni offered prayers, and finally the Lord said, I will appear as your son. And Swayambhuvamanu is going to come here, and he will offer his daughter Devahuti in marriage to you. Day after tomorrow he'll come, just in 2 days. So the Lord disappeared, and Kardamamuni waited for the moment. Then, as predicted by the Lord, Swayambhuvamanu and Shatrupa, along with their daughter Devahuti, came to Bindu Sarovar and met with Kardamamuni. So here is a meeting between a Kshatriya and a Brahmana. Swayambhuvamanu is a Kshatriya, Kardamamuni is a Brahmana. So there are beautiful lessons. Third canto, 21st chapter and 22nd chapter. So one chapter ends with Kardamamuni appreciating Swayambhuvamanu. A Brahmana appreciates Kshatriya, and a Kshatriya appreciates Brahmana. These two are leaders of society. You know what Kardamamuni said? He said that Swayambhuvamanu, you are a representative of the Supreme Lord. By the will of the Lord, you are posted in a very responsible position where you have to rule so many people, thousands of people. And people look up to you as an ideal role model, representative of the Lord. So the way you lead them, the way you instruct them, they mold their life according to that, right? So, and you are a sincere representative of the Lord. You rule with responsibility, and you uphold dharma, you uphold virtues. Like that, he glorified him in various ways. And he also kind of instructed him in one sense about the importance of being an ideal king. So that we have seen. Okay. After that, Swayambhu Manu started speaking to Kardama Muni. He said, Kardama Muni, unless you people, you Brahmanas, give us guidance, where is the possibility of we ruling the kingdom in an ideal manner? You are praising me, you are appreciating me so much that I am an ideal king, but unless we receive instructions and guidance from ideal Brahmanas like you, how do we get the ability to act like ideal kings? So they have mutual appreciation. Brahmanas give guidance to Kshatriyas and Kshatriyas receive that guidance and administer government, right, management. So Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, the intellectual class and the administrative class in the Vedic system, they are supposed to be in cooperation with each other, right? Mutually, they should agree with each other, they should align with each other, and accordingly rule the kingdom with responsibility according to time, place, circumstances, right? When there is friendship, cooperation, mutual respect between the leaders, Brahmanas and Kshatriyas in the society, other people will have some inspiration to follow the path of righteousness. Otherwise, if the leaders are fighting, the Brahmanas are not respecting the Kshatriyas, if the Kshatriyas are not respecting the Brahmanas, if the leaders have some conflicts amongst themselves, right? So the leader who is leading is not ruling according to the bona fide guidance given by authorized Brahmanas. And if the Brahmanas are being self-centered and they are not giving guidance according to Vedic scriptures, but they are just being with the kings for their own remuneration, for their own survival, so Brahmanas don't work. So they get charity from the Kshatriyas and other people, and with that they will rule. So if the Brahmana is attached to the remuneration given by the king, okay, and is not interested in giving spiritual guidance to the king, he is not an ideal Brahmana. If a Kshatriya is not ruling according to the guidance given by Brahmanas, if he is just doing whimsically, then he is not an ideal Kshatriya. So how did Yudhishthira Maharaj rule? Nishamya bhishmoktam athachyutoktam, Suta Goswami says in the first canto. Kshatriyas, like Yudhishthira Maharaj, rule according to the guidance given by the Supreme Lord and his devotees. Lord Krishna personally gave instructions to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Bhishma gave instructions to Yudhishthira Maharaj. And there are other people like Vyasadeva, a Brahmana. Dhaumya, another Brahmana guru. So they all gave guidance to Yudhishthira Maharaj. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, with the assistance of his brothers, he ruled the kingdom like this, right? So when the Kshatriya, when a ruler, when an administrator is not aligning himself to the teachings of Shastras as presented to him through Brahmana teachers, through Vaishnava teachers, then his administration does not have much meaning, right? So administration or leadership cannot be done based on whims, but according to the principles given by Shastras and Brahmanas. Right, so the context in which Rishabhadev is giving these great teachings to his sons is that, Prabhupada writes, the idea is that government should be conducted under the guidance of Brahmanas. This is the essence. Why Rishabhadev is giving this whole hierarchy? Who is superior to whom? Why this whole hierarchy is there in this current context? To establish Brahmanas in the topmost position, Brahmanas and Vaishnavas in the topmost position, and you rulers, 100 of you, so you are supposed to sit here and then follow the guidance of Brahmanas, right? So, and he said that you should follow Bharat Maharaj, he's the eldest, because he's not just a Brahmana, he's a Vaishnava also. Rishabhadeva has 100 sons. Out of 100 sons, not all are Kshatriyas, by the way. Supposed to be Kshatriyas by birth. But by quality, only 10 are Kshatriyas. Only 10% of Rishabhadeva's sons are Kshatriyas. 81 people are pure Brahmanas. And remaining 9, they are not Brahmanas, they are not Kshatriyas. They are Mahabhagavatas, they are Navayogendras. They are beyond all Varnas and Ashramas only, right? So, you see, within Rishabhadeva's family only, their Varna is not decided according to their birth. Their varna is decided according to their nature, according to their activity, right? So these instructions are mainly meant for the 10 people, 10 Kshatriyas. Of course, Brahmanas also, but they are qualified Brahmanas. Okay. So Navayogendras, of course, they are beyond Brahmanas also. So like that, the Lord in the form of Kapila, in the form of Rishabhadev, he is establishing the importance of following spiritual culture and following the instructions of spiritually elevated Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Okay. And to take it more deeper into the bhakti context, let us try to understand how much importance the Lord gives to his devotees more than he takes for himself, right? So we already discussed that the Lord said that I will lop off my arms if it is hostile to you four Kumaras. In that Jai Vijay episode, we discussed that. But let's go a little deeper. Jaya and Vijaya are actually Vaishnavas. And these are Brahmanas who became Vaishnavas just now. After the four Kumaras saw Lord Vishnu and smelled the fragrance of Tulasi leaves offered to the lotus feet of Vishnu, they became devotees. Tasyaravinda nayanasya padaravinda kinjalka mishra tulasi makaranda vayuhu antargataha swavivarena chakaratesham sankshobhamaksharajusham apichitta tanvoho. So these people, four Kumaras, till now they had some kind of Brahman conception, right? But now they became Vaishnavas because the spiritual fragrance emanating from the tulasi leaves offered to the lotus feet of the Lord mixed with the natural fragrance of Vishnu's body. Lord Vishnu's body has a natural fragrance, and tulasi leaves offered to his lotus feet, they have another natural fragrance, spiritual fragrance, they combined. They entered the nostrils of this four Kumaras. Then they became Vaishnavas. How could they, before becoming Vaishnavas, curse Vaishnavas, Jaya and Vijaya? And how could that curse affect? Okay. The simple answer is that the Lord desired to have some pastimes. Sometimes he also has a desire to fight. If he fights with some other Vishnu Dutas in Vaikuntha, it doesn't look good, right? So he has to send his own devotees to the earthly planet and he will experience fighting pleasure. And four Kumaras were acting as instruments in the Lord's plan. Apparently, four Kumaras cursed Jaya and Vijaya, and the lesson there is you should not offend Brahmanas, you should not disrespect Brahmanas, then you will be cursed even if you are sitting in as a doorkeeper of the Lord. Okay? So don't offend Brahmanas. That's a message given at one level. But internally, what's happening? Jaya and Vijaya were supposed to appear in the form of demons like Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Shishupala, Dantavakra, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, and fight with the Lord when the Lord appears as Krishna, Rama, Narasimha, and Varaha, and give him fighting pleasure. Right? So basically, the Lord has a different plan, different agenda. He gave one lesson through this episode, and he also is fulfilling his own desires internally. So, however, Jaya and Vijaya did not actually fall down from Vaikuntha to the material world. Okay, after the curse, they continued to remain there as doorkeepers. Their amshas came to the earth as Shishupala, Dantavakra, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu. They continued there and their amshas came here. They enacted the pastimes. They participated in the pastimes of the Lord. So the Lord exhibited his respect to the Brahmanas, but he also established the superiority of Vaishnavas. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, actually, the Lord is a bit upset with four Kumaras for cursing Jaya and Vijaya, in one sense. Okay. So anyways, there are multiple lessons. The Lord can give multiple lessons through one pastime also. So, now in the case of Brahmana and Vaishnava, another episode, when Ambarish Maharaj, who was acting like a Grahastha and a Kshatriya, he was following Ekadeshi Vrata and Durvasamani came there. When Durvasamani came there, Ambarish Maharaj very respectfully greeted him and invited him, and he requested him, can you please take some prasad at my home? Then Durvasamani said, of course, I'll take prasad. But let me take bath, then I'll come. Then Durvasamani went to take bath. And as you know, Ambarish Maharaj had to break his fast, Ekadashi fasting, at the right time, parent time on Dwadashi day. But somehow Durvasa Muni was getting late. So Ambarish Maharaj just wanted to respect the Brahmana guest by not eating anything, and also respect Ekadashi Vrata by eating at appropriate time. So he reconciled internally and he took a decision that let me take a little water. If I take little water, that is as good as eating, and it is as good as not eating also. He drank little bit of water, and Durvasa Muni came and he became furious. How can you eat before me? He didn't eat, he only drank. But he said, you ate. You ate before me. This is a disrespect to Brahmana. I am a Brahmana. So now when a Brahmana is filled with so much pride, the Lord will not give him so much of importance. Okay. He immediately plucked some hair and then threw on the ground, and he created a fiery demon. The entire body of the demon was made of fire. So we have a body which is made of five elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether. He had a body which is filled with fire only, no other elements, and he's also holding a trident. He came to attack Vaishnava. He came to attack our Ambarish Maharaj. So Ambarish Maharaj did not move from where he was standing even for 1 inch or 1 millimeter. Ambarish Maharaj was sitting there only, standing there only, with folded hands. Mare Krishna rakhe ke, rakhe Krishna mare ke. If Krishna has arranged the situation through this Brahmana, I should not protest. Probably if another Kshatriya had attacked Ambarish Maharaj, he would have fought. But because of Brahmana Sannyasi is attacking, he just kept quiet. Okay? So he did not move. But how can the Lord keep quiet? Sometimes the Brahmana, the Supreme Vaishnava can keep quiet, but the Lord cannot keep quiet. The Lord has already appointed Sudarshan Chakra. He gave Sudarshan Chakra to Ambarish Maharaj. Sudarshan Chakra, you stay with Ambarish Maharaj only and protect him from all calamities. And that Sudarshan Chakra came and burned this fiery demon, burning fire. Can you imagine? How can a fire be burnt? So fire is burnt to ashes or fire is burnt to nothing. Okay. So then he did not stop there. So Sudarshan Chakra did not stop there. Sudarshan Chakra started chasing Durvasa Muni. And Durvasa Muni, although he's a Brahmana, he did not have detachment like Ambarish Maharaj. When death came in front of Ambarish Maharaj, he was confident enough to stand there. He's not attached to his body. If the Lord has decided that I have to die in this way, let me die. That is Ambarish Maharaj's consciousness. He did not move. But although he was a Brahmana, although Durvasa Muni was a Brahmana and a Sannyasi, he was attached to his body. When Sudarshan Chakra was coming towards him, he did not think, it is the Lord's plan. So let the Sudarshan Chakra kill me for the offense that I have committed to Ambarish Maharaj. He was not thinking like that. He ran away. He went to Brahmaloka, he went to Meru Mountain, he went to Shivaloka, he went everywhere, all over the universe. He is doing Brahmanda Brahman for 1 full year. Finally, he went to Vaikuntha. So Durvasa Muni was thinking that, I am a Brahmana and I am a Sannyasi. And Ambarish, he is a Grahastha and he is a Kshatriya. From Varna perspective or Ashrama perspective, I am superior to him. My Varna is superior to him, my Ashrama is superior to him. And he is less. But the Lord has a different vision only. He doesn't see with the glasses of Varna and Ashrama. He sees how much devotion these people have. Right? Ambarish Maharaj is a pure devotee. Durvasa Muni is just an ordinary yogi. So the Lord wanted to establish Vaishnavas are superior to Brahmanas. So if he's a Vaishnava, although he doesn't take birth, he has not taken birth in a Brahmana community, although he is not in the Sannyas Ashram, which is the topmost ashram in one sense, I don't care. I just see his heart, how much love that person has, right? So this is how the Lord calculates the spiritual glory of a devotee, and he doesn't give any importance to who is a Brahmana, who is a Kshatriya, who is a Vaishya, who is a Shudra, etc. So Brahmana is basically, the topmost Brahmana is one who is a Vaishnava. Right? If one has only Brahmana qualities, there is no Vaishnava quality, the Lord is not very pleased. So the Lord, Prahalad, tomorrow we are celebrating Narasimha Chaturdasi. So Prahalad offered this prayer to Narasimhadev. Manye dhana bhijana rupa tapasrito jaham tejaha prabhava balapaurusha buddhi yoga naradhanaya hi bhavanti parasya pumso bhaktya tutosha bhagavan gajayutha payam. ಮನ್ಯೆ ಧನ ಅಭಿಜನ ರೂಪ ತಪ ಶ್ರುತ ಓಜ ತೇಜ ಪ್ರಭಾವ ಬಲ ಪೌರುಷ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಯೋಗ 12 ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೆನಿ ಎಲಿವೇಟೆಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಫ್ ನೋ ಯೂಸ್ ನ ಆರಾಧನಾಯ ಹಿ ಭವಂತಿ ಪರಸ್ಯ ಪುಂಸೋ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಿಸ್ 12 ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹೈ ವೆಲ್ತ್ ಹೈ ಬರ್ತ್ ಹೈ ಎಜುಕೇಷನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ದಟ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮೀನ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಅನ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ಅಫೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ತು ತೋಷ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಗಜಯೂಥ ಪಾಯ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಇಂಪ್ರೆಸ್ಡ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವಿತ್ ದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಗಜಯೂಥ ಪಾಯ ಇಫ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಈವನ್ ಇನ್ ಎನ್ ಎಲಿಫೆಂಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಂಪ್ರೆಸ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಮ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇಂಪ್ರೆಸ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಬೈ ಬರ್ತ್ ಸೊ ಆಲ್ದೋ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಇಸ್ ದ ಟಾಪ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪ್ರಪದ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫೈಡ್ ಪ್ರಪದ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕ್ಲಾರಿಫೈಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಬೇಸಿಕಲಿ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ನಾಟ್ ಬೈ ಬರ್ತ್ ರೈಟ್ ಸೊ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫೈಡ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಪ್ರಪದ್ ಇವನ್ ರೈಟ್ಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಸ್ ಆರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಓಕೆ ಸೊ ನಾವು ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ದಟ್ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷಸ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಆಸ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಭಕ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಪೊಸೆಸಸ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಟುವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಆಸ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ದ ಹೈಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಹೈರಾರ್ಕಿ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇರ್ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಆಫ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್ ವ್ಯಾಧಸ್ಯ ಆಚರಣಂ ಧ್ರುವಸ್ಯ ಚವಯೋ ವಿದ್ಯಾ ಗಜೇಂದ್ರಸ್ಯ ಕ ಕುಬ್ಜಾಯಾ ಕಿಮು ನಾಮ ರೂಪಮಧಿಕಂ ಕಿಂ ತತ್ ಸುಧಾಮ್ನೋ ಧನಂ ವಂಶಃ ಕೋ ವಿದುರಸ್ಯ ಯಾದವ ಪತೇರ್ ಉಗ್ರಸ್ಯ ಕಿಂ ಪೌರುಷಂ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ತುಷ್ಯತಿ ಕೇವಲಂ ನ ಚ ಗುಣೈಃ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಪ್ರಿಯೋ ಮಾಧವ ವ್ಯಾಧಸ್ಯ ಆಚರಣಂ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಹಂಟರ್ ನೇಮ್ಡ್ ವ್ಯಾಧ ಇಟ್ ಡಸ್ ನೋ ಮಚ್ ಎಟಿಕೇಟ್ ಬಟ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಸಂಭವ ಹಿ ಡೆವಲಪ್ಡ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ವ್ಯಾಧಸ್ಯ ಆಚರಣಂ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಆಚರಣ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ವ್ಯಾಧ ಆಫ್ ದ ಹಂಟರ್ ಧ್ರುವಸ್ಯ ಚ ವಯೋ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಏಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಧ್ರುವ 5-year-old ಕಿಡ್ ರೈಟ್ ವಿದ್ಯಾ ಗಜೇಂದ್ರಸ್ಯ ಕ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಎಜುಕೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಎಲಿಫೆಂಟ್ ಗಜೇಂದ್ರ ಹಿ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೋ ಟು ಎನಿ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸಿಟಿ ಓಕೆ ವಿದ್ಯಾ ಗಜೇಂದ್ರಸ್ಯ ಕ ಕುಬ್ಜಾಯಾ ಕಿಮು ನಾಮ ರೂಪಮಧಿಕಂ ಕಿಂ ತತ್ ಸುಧಾಮ್ನೋ ಧನಂ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಕುಬ್ಜಾ ಶಿ ವಾಸ್ ಎ ಹಂಚ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಲೇಡಿ ಬಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ವಿತ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಲವ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಫೆಕ್ಷನ್ ವಿತ್ ಆಬ್ಸೊಲ್ಯೂಟ್ಲಿ ನೋ ಫಿಯರ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಂಸ ಕುಬ್ಜಾ ಆಫರ್ಡ್ ಸ್ಯಾಂಡಲ್ವುಡ್ ಪಲ್ಪ್ ಟು ಚಂದನ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಂಸಸ್ ಪ್ಯಾಲೆಸ್ ಸೊ ಆನ್ ದ ರೋಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಟ್ರಾವೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಎನ್ಕೌಂಟ್ರಿಂಗ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಇನ್ ಮಥುರಾ ವಾಷರ್ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ದೆನ್ ವೀವರ್ ದೆನ್ ಸುಧಾಮ ಫ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫೈನಲಿ ಹೀ ಕೇಮ್ ಆಲ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲೋಸ್ ಟು ಕಂಸಸ್ ಪ್ಯಾಲೆಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕುಬ್ಜಾ ಕೇಮ್ ದೇರ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಸಮ್ ಆಯಿಂಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ಯಾಂಡಲ್ವುಡ್ ಪಲ್ಪ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕಂಸ ಇನ್ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಪ್ಯಾಲೆಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲೋಸ್ ದೆನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಗಡ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಯು ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಯಾಂಡಲ್ವುಡ್ ಪಲ್ಪ್ ಐ ಎಮ್ ಎ ಮೇಡ್ ಸರ್ವೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಂಸ ದೆನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆಸ್ಕಡ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ವಿಲೇಜ್ ಬಾಯ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು ಗಿವ್ ಅಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಚಂದನ್ ದೆನ್ ಶಿ ಸೇಡ್ ವೆರಿ ದಿಸ್ ಹೋಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯು ನಾಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕಂಸ ರೈಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ದ ರೈಟ್ ರಿಸಿಪೆಂಟ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಲೈಕ್ ಯು ಇಸ್ ದ ರೈಟ್ ರಿಸಿಪೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಂದನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶಿ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಡೆಕೋರೇಟಿಂಗ್ ನಾಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಪುಟಿಂಗ್ ಸಮ್ ಚಂದನ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಸಮ್ ಪ್ಯಾಟರ್ನ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಚೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಫೇಸ್ ಆನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಐಬ್ರೋಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ಶಿ ಡಿಡ್ ಪುಟ್ ಗೋಪಿ ಡಾಟ್ಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಸೊ ಆಲ್ದು ಶಿ ಇಸ್ ಹಂಚ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ವುಮನ್ ಶಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಕುಬ್ಜಾ ಯಾ ಕಿಮು ನಾಮ ರೂಪಮಧಿಕಂ ಕಿಂ ತತ್ ಸುಧಾಮ್ನೋ ಧನಂ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಧನಂ ಆಫ್ ಸುಧಾಮ ಈಸ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಪೂರ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಧೋತಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ 100 ನಾಟ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಕುಚೈಲನ್ ಮಲಿನಂ ಕ್ಷಾಮಂ ದ್ವಿಜಂ ಧವನಿ ಸಂತತಂ ಆಲ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಬೋನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ವಿಸಿಬಲ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಸೋ ಎಮ್ಯಾಸಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಸೋ ಶ್ರೀಧರ್ ಕುಲವೆಚ್ಚ ಬಟ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ರೈಟ್ ಕಿಂ ತತ್ ಸುಧಾಮ್ನೋ ಧನಂ ವಂಶಃ ಕೋ ವಿದುರಸ್ಯ ಯಾದವ ಪತೇರ್ ಉಗ್ರಸ್ಯ ಕಿಂ ಪೌರುಷಂ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ವಂಶ ಆಫ್ ವಿದುರ ಈಸ್ ಎ ದಾಸಿಪುತ್ರ ಯಾದವ ಪತೇರ್ ಉಗ್ರಸ್ಯ ಕಿಂ ಪೌರುಷಂ ಯಾದವ ಪತಿ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಯದೂಸ್ ಉಗ್ರಸೇನ ವಾಸ್ ಎ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಕರೀಜಿಯಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಫಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ಥೌಸಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವಾರ್ಸ್ ವಾಸ್ ಎ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ವಾರಿಯರ್ ನೋ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಅರೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಕಂಸ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವೀಕ್ ವೀಕ್ ಇನ್ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂಗ್ತ್ ಪ್ರಾಬಬ್ಲಿ ಬಟ್ ನಾಟ್ ವೀಕ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ರೈಟ್ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ತುಷ್ಯತಿ ಕೇವಲಂ ನ ಚ ಗುಣೈಃ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಪ್ರಿಯೋ ಮಾಧವ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ಡ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವಿತ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ನ ಚ ಗುಣೈಃ ಆಲ್ ಯುವರ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫಿಕೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡಿಸಿಗ್ನೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪೊಸೆಷನ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನೋ ರೆಲೆವೆನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಫೈಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಮ್ ರೆಲೆವೆಂಟ್ So even if he has born, he is born in the family of demons, the Lord will accept him as Mahabhagavata devotee. Like our dear Prahlad Maharaj, right? So Narasimhadev appeared to protect Prahlad Maharaj, to reciprocate with the love and affection of Prahlad Maharaj. And Vamanadeva appeared to specifically bless Bali Maharaj in response to the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. So if people who have taken birth in demon dynasties, as vultures like Jatayu, monkeys like Sugriva, Hanumanji, bears like Jambavan, then dasis like Kubja, Trivakra, or ascetic ladies like Shabari, or hunters like Vyadha, or tribal people like Guha, okay, it doesn't matter. Devotee can appear from anywhere. Devotion can come in the hearts of anybody, and if they come in contact with pure devotees. So in the association of devotees, if you can develop devotion for the Lord, that's sufficient. So background doesn't matter. So in this hierarchy, Brahmanas are established as the topmost, but actually speaking, Vaishnavas are the topmost. And as Prabhupada clarifies in the purport, Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, he brought them together. Okay, so this is a hierarchy. These are a few thoughts based on this shloka. Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.